I'm sitting here wondering, and I'm sure you did the same, what was it about your mother? Somewhere she got this mission to break down walls. The book was Behold the Walls, and to be so tenacious, she was educated enough to do it. When the Civil Rights Movement came along, it was really on the backs of what we call the small people. Mm-hmm. Isn't that true? Mm-hmm. And the well-educated really didn't because they were afraid for their jobs.
That's right.
But here your mother was a well-educated person and articulate.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. As a child, I tell you that my mom was raised in Hoffman, Oklahoma, which is a very small community. Her brother became very, 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 very sick. They took him to a hospital. And that hospital refused to treat him because of the fact that he was black and her brother died. I would often wonder where she got that take a licking and keep on kicking. I could give you story among stories about her and the things that she went through as a child. But she had a deep belief, deep inner soul, a belief in God that you cannot touch. She would often teach us, keep trying. You're going to make mistakes when you try. You don't make a mistake just by sitting down. But when you get to the point that you make that mistake and you're knocked down, make sure when you hit that ground with your face up. Because if you hit it with your face up, you can get up. That's what she would teach us.
That's great. Once again, we're here in the Oklahoma History Center in the exhibit, which is dedicated to the sit-in demonstrations. Right next to us here is a mock-up of Katz Drugstore and the stools that you sit in, so that when you look at that, that just brings back a lot of memories, doesn't it? The sounds you hear in this museum are those of people that are visiting. In her book, your mother writes, meeting with Robert Kerr and Mike Monroney to discuss civil rights bill.
She has a picture in her book meeting with them. The young people also had an opportunity to meet with them.
And Senator Kerr refused to vote for it. Mm-hmm. And what was his reasoning?
Remember, we're in Oklahoma. Oklahoma has never been anything but what it is.
He was opposed to the government interfering in private business matters. And your mother writes, I asked him about the black votes that he always received and the number of black votes that he consistently got, even when he was governor. And he said, the blacks that worked for me were paid off. They worked for me. I paid them off, and I owe them nothing. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that awful? Strange to hear. Probably the most powerful senator that Oklahoma has ever had.
He thought about us.
Yeah. He walked with the powerful in Washington, and that he would say that. Mm-hmm. And your mother was shocked.
Mm-hmm. Because, see, a lot of people had their faith in him. Because when he would come into the community, you would think that he was solely interested in our community.
So I guess he was there to get your vote.
Yes, right.
Actor Charlton Heston came here, did you?
Oh, yes. Over the years, we always remained friends. He came here to lead the demonstration along with Dr. West and Dr. Lifcock and some other doctors. It was funny because we were so proud of the fact that Moses was coming to Oklahoma. Moses is coming to lead the march, and it was some march. It was some march. He was one of the nicest people you ever wanted to meet. We lived on 1819 Northeast Park here in Oklahoma City, which is not far from Douglas High School. We lived in a two-bedroom house where the bathroom was in between the two bedrooms. We had a living room, a dining room, and a kitchen. And he and his wife came to our house and stayed a long time with us. As a matter of fact, he had a camera with him. It cost more than a house. When they left and flew back, he left the camera there, and we had to send it to him. A few years ago in Oklahoma at the Cowboy Hall of Fame, Charlton Heston was honored. His family, his wife and daughter, and Tom Sellers invited us to sit at his table with him. Hmm. And he would always send Mom notes and stuff that was one of the most meaningful experiences that he ever had. He just didn't come in to march and leave.
He lived with you. His spirit stayed.
Yes.
Remember his great voice?
I love it.
Yeah. Well, that's nice to hear about him. It wasn't just to march and get out of there.
He
stayed in your home.
No, he didn't stay there. We didn't have enough room for him to stay there.
Okay.
We were allowed an opportunity to talk to Moses.
Yes.
And a lot of the kids, I mean, God, you talking about popular. Hey, a lot of the kids had a chance to meet him. And he was pleasant to all of them. And
Moses,
thanked them.
Moses led people through the wilderness. He was leading through this wilderness of segregation right. that we have right here in Oklahoma.
You know what? He was very appreciative to the young people here for taking up the cause against injustice.
Well, that's remarkable because he sure didn't have to do that at all.